From the Schmoes No Network Studios in Los Angeles, California, it's time for Marvel News from Marvel fans with your hosts, a veritable House of M, Meredith Placco, Matt Cook, and the real-life Doctor Strange, Matt Key.
Well, hello, Schmoville!
Hi, guys.
Hey. Hi.
Welcome back to Marvel News from Marvel Fans, where we break down all the Marvel movie news from all the studios and tell you why you should be as excited as we are.
Yeah.
We are broadcasting to you live from the Danger Room. That's what we've decided to call this place.
That's right.
We blame Cook for that. It's the Danger Room.
Yeah, I've installed a lot of high, like, intensity lasers. That will jump out at us and fire and try to pick off people's legs. Oh.
Thankfully, I can turn to organic steel, and I think that you can teleport out of here.
I can teleport, yeah, but only to places I can see. Otherwise, I might like bamf into something.
Well, it's line of sight teleportation.
Yeah.
You need to master that. Like,
oh, trying.
Pixie's got it down.
Yeah, Pixie over here has got it down.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry to nerd out on you. I'm Matt Key. You can follow me on Twitter at TheMattKey.
You can find me at mplacco.
And I'm at Matt Cook tweeted.
Yeah. We've also got Ken in the studio today.
Hey,
Ken Napsok. Hey, the pit boss.
Doing? I'm here to talk about Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Nope.
Yeah.
No, we're not.
That's a Marvel. No,
but that is technically we could cover you actually, because Marvel does.
Okay.
They have the comic book rights.
I'm ready to learn about Iron Guy. Let's do it.
Yeah. Iron Guy and Doctor Dude. We've also got Jete in the booth. Say hi, Jete.
What up?
Yeah.
But in the Danger Room, we call him Jetarvis.
That's right. Yes!
Yes! All right.
I feel like every time you hear the X-Men music, you need to take a shot.
Can we do that?
Well, our fans can.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Every time, Jete, if you throw that in there, we'll do that. We'll make a game of it. So you can visit us on Facebook, Marvel News from Marvel Fans. Like us, continue to give us your opinions, your comments, the stories you want to hear from us, whatever news you think we should be covering, because we appreciate hearing all that.
Yeah, and also when we get something wrong, like last week some people called us out and they were like, it was actually this, or it's this person, and somebody mentioned the third Ant-Man, which we couldn't think of,
I still can. Eric O'Grady.
Yeah.
I think it was Eric O'Grady.
I thought it was Scott Lang.
No, Scott Lang is the second one. Yeah. He came out in the 60s. And Eric O'Grady was the one, the irredeemable Ant-Man that, I just forgot his name.
The guy
who created Walking Dead.
Awesome.
Correct us again this week. We're
Robert
keep
Kirkman
doing
wrote it.
Every week we will forget who that Ant-Man is. And you can keep saying it.
Keep reminding us.
Thanks for all the support, all the information, all the fun stuff. Keep it going.
You know, if you want to get a hold of us on Twitter, just hashtag Marvel News. Also, you can at Schmoes No, because they will retweet everything till we get our own show Twitter set up. We're still deciding on a name. That's the hardest part about a Twitter. It's like, how do we figure this out?
If you have suggestions, send them to us. We'd love to hear that. And once again, we'll give everyone a warning that we are fans. We are not experts. We will get things wrong, as Cook pointed out. And please do correct us. We want to engage in conversation, not beat you over the head with information.
That's right. So let's have some fun.
Yeah. Well, first off, I want to thank all of our awesome fans for that huge turnout on our first show. We debuted at number 8 in our slot. Thank you guys so much.
That's awesome.
So
thank
awesome.
You.
Let's go for number 6 today.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No.
No. We're not going. No, we're going for number 4.
Oh.
Number 4.
Oh,
I've thrown the Infinity Gauntlet down.
Whoa.
So let's start off with some news.
Yeah, we've got some huge
there's a lot of news
today.
This
week. Well, we need to address the big news of the week. Deadpool
finally
it is confirmed. We have I'm on a tablet here. It's kind of slow. You're going to have to take this away, buddy.
That's all right. Yeah. The Deadpool movie's finally confirmed. After years of sitting in limbo, 20th Century Fox announced last Thursday that the anticipated Deadpool movie would finally make its way to the big screen in 2016. We're finally getting a Deadpool movie. A lot of people think it may have been because of that
leaked footage came out.
That came out and the giant response that it got. Fox was like, oh, there is
an
audience for this.
Yeah, that's why they did it. I mean, these movie studios know that people want it, but, you know, making sure that the iron's still hot to strike. Now, the question is Ryan Reynolds going to come back as the Merc with the Mouth?
I think he will.
I think so. I mean, I think he's put so much work into it already, and I think he's largely responsible for keeping it alive as long as it's been alive.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, he's been helping write it, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
at every turn. He's been in it. I can't imagine that he'd walk away at this point as soon as it's finally time.
He makes a better Deadpool than he did Green Lantern, that's for certain.
Hey, we're not allowed to talk about those guys.
I know.
Yeah,
this is Marvel news.
This is Marvel. I've never even heard of Green Lantern.
Are you
crazy? What is Green Lantern?
What, are you nuts?
I am. You should see my iPad case that I'm not allowed to have in here.
Yeah.
Well, I did find
we're
a little bit.
Burning it out back right now.
But it's classic.
Nope.
So I did find a little bit where Ryan Reynolds actually spoke with the Niagara Falls Review. That's a publication. Uh-huh. And he actually was quoted saying, "This movie has been in a state of limbo for a while. There was such an overpowering reaction to the footage. You sort of feel like, oh, so we weren't crazy for our reasons for loving this character, for loving this role. It's interesting to see the power of the internet. It's awe-inspiring, actually. And it's neat that Twitter and Facebook and Instagram can move mountains when used in the right way. So it seems to back up the idea that this movie got pushed forward because all you guys out there said, hey, we want this. Give it a shot.
Yeah. And I was so glad that the footage that they showed was as violent as it was.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It seemed to be on point with the character. And
and he was breaking the fourth wall all over the place,
yeah,
which
was
so
cool.
Fun. Yeah,
it's interesting. I think it would be a crazy movie.
How are they going to get away with getting it like not as an R rating? They said it has to be PG-13.
Did you hear that news? Yeah.
I don't know. They're going to give him Nerf swords and like he's just going to be like putting suction cups on people's foreheads. And they'll be like, oh, I guess I'm out. And then all the bad guys will just sit down and wait until the next game
starts. Using paintballs?
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be like a sad like sleepover.
Yeah, well, that
was actually an awesome sleepover.
Sleepover with Deadpool. Well, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, that's how I greet my boyfriend.
Chitarvis, turn the lights out. We're going to try it.
Oh.
Nerf war, laser tag, paintballs. Well, it's interesting that you bring up the PG-13 because the schmoes know Mark Riley broke that story on his Meet the Movie Press last week. So
yeah.
go Schmoville.
Yeah.
Go Schmoesnow Nation.
Leading the charge.
I'm not going to lie. It was really cool when I was scouring the news sources today about the Deadpool movie and seeing everyone cite Schmoesnow. So you guys have it down.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
What? Mm-hmm. You're part of the...
We have it down.
That's right.
It's that humility.
Use the proper pronoun. We would love to hear what you guys think about the Deadpool movie. I mean, being PG-13 and everything else, like, tweet in us at hashtag Marvel News, visit on Facebook and let us know what you think about all that. And we look forward to hearing about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about it some more next week.
But what's interesting is that they pushed the Fantastic Four movie back because of the Deadpool movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they're also saying that they're trying to take a page out of the Guardians, who did who released in August. So it looks like Fox is like, oh, you can do a good movie in August. Well, maybe we should put Fantastic Four there.
Yeah, it's all the date. That's all that
matters. That's all that matters. It doesn't have to be a good movie.
Yeah,
if you release in August like Guardians did, it will do gangbusters.
That's the 1 week people go to the movies.
Guardians just stumbled across it after years and years of movie making. Yeah. Guardians finally found it, so Fox is following suit.
That means a superhero movie every month of every, like, and imagine if we got a superhero movie from every, like, studio in every month of a year. How amazing would that be?
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
I know.
That'd they be could do a it. Good There's year. Enough. Good. There's plenty
enough.
Of stories.
Yeah. Well, in other news from Fox, we've also got the X-Men Apocalypse movie.
Yeah, it's finally going to start filming in 2015.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Just out today, this is interesting. I don't know if you've heard this news yet, but according to Deadline, a deal has been made that Bryan Singer is going to be back to direct. Like, it's 100% confirmed.
Oh.
Simon Kinberg, who wrote Days of Future Past, is also writing this script based on the story that they came up with together.
That's great. Mm.
So also out today is the very first plot synopsis for Age of Apocalypse. Well, Apocalypse. I don't know if they're going to call it Age of
X-Men Apocalypse.
Yeah. But I will read you the plot synopsis right now.
Yeah.
And we can all tear it apart. Apocalypse takes place a decade after Days of Future Past and is a seamless next step in the story. The altering of time. You can't laugh yet.
Seamless got me.
Why is that part of the synopsis?
It's seamless, guys. Don't worry. It's going to pick up right where we left off. All right.
With Beast stuck in the fountain.
Yeah.
He never got out of that fountain.
No.
That
seamless.
Seamless next step in the story. The altering of time has unleashed a new and uniquely powerful enemy, and Charles Xavier, Magneto, Mystique, Wolverine, and Beast are joined by a young Cyclops, a young Storm, and Jean, and others as the X-Men must fight their most formidable foe yet. An ancient, unrelenting force determined to cause an apocalypse unlike any in human history. I'm going to say it's Mumra. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that ancient evil is Mumra.
I was hoping it'd be the Scorpion King, but...
No. I think that's a different studio.
Well, but it's actually going to be a lot of the guy. That's where they're doing the Sinister Six.
Yeah.
It's coming in. Yeah.
Oh, man, that's just... some, like, epic crossover.
Oh, yeah, they've really gone... They did a real serious contract renegotiation and...
With Sony?
Yeah. It's going to be incredible.
That's epic. That is epic.
All right, but real talk here, guys. So that... When they started rebooting the X-Men movies, that first one, I thought it was terrible.
What first one?
The
First Class?
First Class. It's not the First Class I know. In the comics, the First Class consists of Jean, Cyclops, Beast, Storm. Storm. You're right. She came in later. Bobby Drake is there. Bobby Drake.
It's right there.
Yeah, it should be. Oh, it is right there. There we go. Yeah, and that's the First Class I know. Oh, and Angel, can't forget Angel.
Who's flying through the air with a bazooka?
With a bazooka.
That was his first power. He had wings and a bazooka.
Hey, we all have to start somewhere.
It's a family heirloom.
And it wasn't a terrible movie, and it was much better than X3. That being said, it wasn't one of the. It didn't get me excited about X-Men, which X-Men is my favorite comic book.
Yeah.
That is my property. Yeah. And
can we get the music sting again, Jatarvis? Is that possible? Yeah. That is good.
I can listen to it.
Now, when Days of Future Pasta came out, I saw that twice because it was really good. And I never see a movie twice in a theater. That's just like some weird, like, I have no attention span. So I really like Days of Future Past.
Yeah.
I call it pasta.
It's not pasta. It's pasta.
It's pasta. And I really enjoyed it. And I like the way that they brought the old, the classic characters in with the new generation.
I don't want to give spoilers away, so I'll be careful with how I say it in case any of our friends haven't. Days of Future Past.
It's been months.
The last scene where they're back in the mansion and everything else, I was like, oh, I could watch this for like 15, 20 more minutes. Like, I don't care that it's
right.
Denouement and whatever else.
When it's like going home. Mm-hmm. Especially when you know, and even with the guys that, like, we had a lot of people on our Facebook page be like, I grew up on the cartoon, like the animated series and all that stuff. It's all there, and that feeling, it was so cool at the end of that movie.
Yeah, and so cool.
Yeah, I wasn't big on First Class either.
I'm the only one here who liked First Class.
Oh, man, it didn't do it for me. I love that they trained the X-Men by throwing children out windows.
Yes.
Like, that was like the big, they're like, hey, you, Beast, go run around the big building. You, Sean, come here. I'm going to throw you out a window. And now let's go fight these other mutants that are like adults and highly trained murderers. And now, like, no, this guy can fall pretty good. And
this guy can fall and scream.
Fast. And I hated the way Beast looked when he ran around the building. He was like upright, like a weird, like old.
Like a weird Terminator.
Yeah, it was just so weird looking. But that was the worst like training montage. I'm like, oh yeah,
it was really
now
bad.
They're ready.
It was really bad.
Provided if all you have to do is run and fall, then you'll definitely know how to use your blasts, Havoc, and you know what I mean? And like,
you know what, I hated that they got rid of Darwin so fast.
That was crazy to me. And his whole, like, so Darwin was the guy who could adapt to anything to survive.
He's one of my favorite characters. Like,
an
I love
energy
that
gumball. Yeah. That was the only thing that he couldn't do. And it's like, adapt to it. And then everybody just watched Kevin Bacon like
place
mouth
it.
Like force something into this child's mouth.
Yes.
And he's just like, mm-mm-mm-mm. And I was like, ah, oh. And he was great. I love that guy.
Yeah. I wanted to see more from Darwin. I was like, how is he gonna adapt to this?
Me
oh,
too.
How cool.
I couldn't
oh,
believe
we're gonna
he didn't
kill
come
him?
Back. So like he can adapt to anything.
Yeah, and
for 15 minutes, and then he's dead. That's it. He's not in the movie
anymore. That's what happened in the comics.
Like, yeah, he was great.
He had been dead for like 40 years, and he came back.
But he wasn't dead. Yeah. He had taken on a new form. Yeah. Anyway.
That's way too nerdy.
It is. But so in terms of X-Men Apocalypse for the film, what do you think they're going to do? I mean, this is... Can you give us some background for the non-comic fans of our show?
Know,
like, what
I
is
haven't,
this?
I've actually... I'm a bad nerd. I've actually never finished the entire Age of Apocalypse, which is just a massive story. I've read
so
some
huge.
Of it.
Oh, yeah. It is a lot.
But I've read some of it, and I know the story of Apocalypse. I've read, like, his first appearances and stuff like that. So Apocalypse,
go ahead, get loose, stretch. You gotta like, see, I'm getting ready to like hit us with this information.
Okay.
This
so
whole body's changing.
Apocalypse,
there's heat coming off of you.
You can feel it.
Yeah.
Can you feel the knowledge?
Yeah.
Apocalypse's name, in Arabic translates as the first one. Because he's the first mutant. What's funny is that it also translates as good morning, which I think is a really funny. Like, that's the best name ever for a villain. Like, oh no, it's good morning. I don't know. Anyway, he's like more or less the Thanos of the X universe.
Yeah.
He's the super duper big bad. He's almost undefeatable.
What are some of his powers?
He is super strong. He's really tall. He can shoot energy blasts. He can manipulate.
Immortal.
He's immortal. He can manipulate due to celestial alien technology, which I don't think Fox has the rights to now that Guardians has claimed it for their own. So I don't know what they're going to do with that, if they'll even touch it. But due to celestial alien technology, he can alter the density of his body and can reshape his body into anything he needs. So he's a little bit like Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Or a Plastic Man in that way, kind of.
It's crazy. Like,
he's super strong.
Anytime I've come across Apocalypse, whether it was in like the cartoon or comics, whatever, it's just like, oh, he can do whatever he wants.
Yeah. No, he can't.
Like,
he
can do whatever he wants. He's got, I don't even know how many power sets and all this stuff. So I don't know how they're going to bring it in. Also, spoiler alert, at the end of Days of Future Past, the post-credit scene, that's Apocalypse as a child building a
or
pyramid.
Or a young girl. We're still out on that. It could have been a young girl, Apocalypse.
That would be interesting. That would be interesting.
Either way, he was young. But he was like, he or she was at like an early stage of its life.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. And someone I was with was like, is that a girl? And I'm no.
It can't be. I'll lose it.
It's Ansaba Noor. Yeah. That's his name, right?
Mm-hmm. Ansaba Noor, but my thing was, it was a cool shot, and you had the horsemen of the apocalypse, which are his
He has four horsemen.
Yeah, that are very dangerous. And different X-Men have been different horsemen at different times.
That's too much. Will be a big element of the movie. He'll probably end up taking
somebody. But what's crazy to me is they introduce the character on film building a pyramid with his mind.
Yeah. Yeah,
what are the X-Men going to do?
They're
this man who's like, I'm going to build a pyramid, you know, before lunch.
Yeah.
Like, and then they're like, the X-Men are going to show up and Wolverine's going to be like, snicked. And he's gonna be like, oh, I'll have a pyramid on your head. And they're done. I don't know how you even, like, he's already got such a crazy power set to introduce him as a child being like, bum, 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 pyramid.
But maybe he's unleashed because of the time or whatever. So like maybe his power is lessened over time or something. Like I don't.
So wait him out.
I think it's gonna be really
another year and he'll die.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be really interesting to see how the studios handle this because we've only seen the X-Men kind of battle Magneto and Peter Dinklage.
Right.
Yeah.
So this will be their first real superpowered big bad.
Yeah. Recent X-Men. Yeah.
They've fought a senator, Magneto.
Right, there's never been a full out, the Avengers had that huge fight scene at the end, which were all the heroes using their powers in such cool ways in the environment. Like, that was awesome choreography.
I think it's really going to take X-Men a lot of teamwork.
X-Men haven't had,
for this.
With the exception of Days of Future Past, where they had the future fight scenes.
That's true.
Which, I wanted more from.
I wanted more of that.
That poor Colossus, Daniel Cudmore, the actor who's played Colossus has been playing Colossus for so many years.
Yeah.
He said three words on film in all the films he's been in. And I love, Colossus is my favorite character.
Yeah.
And I think he's so cool and he's got like all this awesome, like he's the gentle giant, you know, he's a painter. He's just like very like emotional.
He's a lot
sincere.
Like you.
He is so much like me, especially physically.
Yeah. Which is why you identify with him.
He does this a lot.
Just like you.
Yeah. But I wanted more out of that. Like the fights were cool, but it was like, I would have liked to have seen even more personality come through. Yeah.
The only thing I worry about is that the Age of Apocalypse or X-Men Apocalypse will turn into X3 where it's, let's get every mutant on the screen. For a giant,
I don't think it was. I don't think the cast.
I know,
was
but the
issue.
Fear is there. It's already been
for
done,
sure.
So the fear is there.
That's in all the comic book movies. It's like, let's slow it down. Let's slow it down.
Yeah.
But I think there's something. This is what I've been thinking of with this because there's talk of like Sinister Six and all this stuff. Like, I think studios can trust us more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think,
absolutely.
You know, like there's something really good about saying like you get like in the Avengers again. Mm-hmm. You know, even if you hadn't seen any of the movies that were before it, when Cap is in the Quinjet and he's going after Thor and Loki and Iron Man, and Black Widow's like, you should probably sit this one out, Cap. These guys are practically gods. And he's like, there's only one god, ma'am, and I'm pretty sure he doesn't dress like that.
Yeah.
And then jumps
that's
out.
That's like one of the best moments.
And that's all you need. And you're like, I know who Captain America is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's old fashioned and he jumps out of planes to go punch people. Like that's it. Like you can do it quick and easy and clean. So I hope they do that, especially with something that's as massive as Apocalypse and all those things.
Yeah. And I mean that's why I'm excited to see it. Like I want to see Apocalypse on film. Like actually real. Like that's crazy.
It's crazy.
That's crazy. That's the same thing as when they revealed Thanos at the end of Avengers, where it's like, you're gonna do what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And then they start doing the whole Infinity Gems and all. It's like, what? You're doing what?
And that is a cool example of them trusting us and being like, people want to do it.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. And I think that's what Marvel has. You know, no offense to Fox or Sony, but like that's what they have over them is that they trust us. They trust us enough to build this universe that can then deliver Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right.
And hopefully the other studios are taking note of that and they'll learn. So I think it's great. Now in Marvel Studios.
Yeah, speaking of Marvel Studios.
Oh my gosh. So we finally have our Age of Ultron plot has been revealed.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
plot synopsis.
Plot synopsis. So I've got this right here. Straight from the press release, Marvel Studios presents Avengers Age of Ultron, the epic follow-up to the biggest superhero movie of all time. When Tony Stark tries to jumpstart a dormant peacekeeping program, things go awry and Earth's mightiest heroes, including Iron Man, Captain America, Thor, the Incredible Hulk, Black Widow, and Hawkeye are put to the ultimate test as the fate of the planet hangs in balance. As the villainous Ultron emerges, it is up to the Avengers to stop him from enacting his terrible plans, and soon uneasy alliances and unexpected action pave way for an epic and unique global adventure.
I like how it says terrible plans.
Yeah.
That's
I have
so
a question though, because this brings something like that. Are there going to be seams?
Seems?
I think will it be seamless?
No, I don't know if it's going to be so seamless. I think it might be a little.
That makes me nervous.
Oh, that makes me nervous.
Oh no!
Oh goodness!
I hope there's not too many seams.
Yes.
When Tony Stark tries to seamlessly jumpstart a dormant, does that make you feel better?
Well, he tries to do it seamlessly, but that implies that he doesn't. So it implies that there are seams.
Oh no! There's so many seams.
So many star lines.
Where it's lost, man.
Oh my gosh!
It's going to be.
So I'm just gonna say this. I think that's a really, really weak synopsis.
Oh, really?
I'm just gonna go on a limb and throw that out
there.
Well, it just doesn't make me feel excited about it. It's like, okay, we just got done watching the Avengers pulverize these Chitauri and Loki into God only knows what. Well, they ended up going back to Thanos land. And now it's like, I feel like Ultron is such. Much like the Guardians, he's kind of one of those enigmatic characters that a lot of the, you know, even common regular comic book readers who don't go, you know, venture outside of some of the main titles, they don't really aren't going to understand who Ultron is. And I really feel like Marvel should be playing up like this whole Ultron factor. And I mean, I know it seems like so far it's been like, oh, we've got Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver who.
Well, the end of the plot synopsis has a little tag that says the team must reassemble to defeat James Spader as Ultron, a terrifying technological villain hell-bent on human extinction. Along the way, they confront two mysterious and powerful newcomers, Wanda Maximoff and Pietro Maximoff, and meet an old friend in a new form when Paul Bettany becomes the Vision. So,
that excites me. Yeah, it's just
he's a terrifyingly technological villain. I'm sure he. Like his hellbent on,
if you will,
hellbent on human extinction. His plan is probably seamless.
It sounds pretty seamless.
It sounds pretty seamless.
Yeah, I'm excited about that part of it.
I think it's going to be good. I mean, Marvel hasn't disappointed.
I think that's good though. I like that. I kind of prefer room.
For interpretation.
And I kind of prefer room for people to discover it. And so people that don't know, for you guys that don't know who Ultron is or what Ultron is, that's a cool way to be like. It's scary, and it's going to be intense, and it's going to be tech-based. But it also, for us, like guys that know, it leaves them room to make it something new and make it something different and all that. So
I guess we'll see when the trailer comes out.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
Now, if you've been following any of the Age of Ultron news, they've put out a lot of the concept art and costumes.
Yeah.
Now, we've actually seen one of them that might be Ultron, the like metal component top with like the black baggy suit. It's been speculated that that might be.
I don't know if I've
seen that. Oh, you haven't seen that?
Well, they showed Ultron was on the cover of Entertainment Weekly, too.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and this could be like one of the bots, or it could just be like a mocap suit, but that was actually not like concept art, not photograph. It was like a scene from filming. It looked really awesome. And we've seen all the new costumes from the characters. It looks really great. I love Black Widow has this Tron-esque suit that lights up.
Yeah, like you can just see like Tony Stark's like, you need a better suit.
Yeah.
If we're going to be the Avengers.
Area. Can we get some? I got an idea. I gave you a little arc reactor. We'll put two of them.
Yeah. We're going to power your little wrist.
Yeah.
wrist chargers.
Yeah.
Because it's one of my favorite things about...
Wrist charges.
Yes, wrist charges.
That's
yes.
what they're called, right?
That is what they're called. And you yeah. guys can go back for the last 50 years. It's one yeah. of the most wrist incredible charges. Weapons in the Marvel universe yep. are wrist
Black Widow's
chargers.
Wrist chargers.
Yeah, if your phone dies or your car needs to jump, you just grab a wrist charger.
Such a...
It's good.
You are such a...
We're trying to educate people. And you did, but people don't know stuff like you do.
No,
like,
that's
you
true.
Know wrist
that is
chargers.
True. I know
you
wrist chargers.
You know exactly what a wrist charger is. So I just wanted to expand a little bit for, the,
no,
for our friends.
I appreciate it. Our friends in Schmoville.
Yeah, wrist chargers. Check them out.
I want you to name so, all of
the weapons.
Yeah, all the weapons.
Wolverine's Pokey Poke.
Pokey Poke.
And then this thing's called. The Whacker.
The Whacker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the Whacker. And he's yeah. got Thor.
Thor's,
got a
Thor's
whack
Whacker.
Attack.
Thor's
yeah,
Whacker.
Thor's Whacker. There it is. Yeah.
Thanos is God glove.
I don't know if you guys can hear it at home, but Ultron's outside trying to break into the yes. danger room.
with
so get ready.
Blower.
If we experience any interruption, it's Ultron, and you need to call someone.
Yeah, call
get
the police.
Get your Avengers ID card and get him here quick.
The Avengers will come and save us?
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. A bunch of headshots to sign.
but the Vision's costume.
Oh my gosh.
Looks really cool.
It looks amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what Marvel always, they don't disappoint on the costumes, but I was, they released the images of that, and I was just absolutely just kind of like, how is that going to work in real life? And it looks really, really cool, and we should have a shot up on the screen for you guys to see.
Yeah.
I think Chitarvis is really good.
Chitarvis.
I love that he looks kind of sad.
He does.
Yeah.
But he always has like, so for our fans out there, can we talk a little bit about Vision? I mean, so yeah. in terms of the Marvel Cinematic
what do you
Universe,
want to know?
Well,
Coke will answer.
What do you want?
Yeah,
what do you want?
Know?
Yeah, what
are
do you want
you,
to know?
Are you the Vision
Tell us.
Expert?
Wait.
Okay.
Favorite city? Favorite food?
What's his least favorite food?
His least favorite food yeah. is spaghetti.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's
he doesn't like the way it gets on his cape. It's because for a long time he was all white.
Oh yeah. yeah.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Like him and Moon
that
Knight
come
sitting
out.
Down for a spaghetti dinner.
Yeah.
It'd be a mess.
It would be.
Doesn't come out.
But when you're a robot, you should just be able to.
Not a robot.
Yeah, but if
he
would
an android synthesoid.
Exactly.
Thank you. Come on.
And he can go. He can turn intangible, but then you can't. And then he does it, and all the falls out of his mouth. It goes through his whole body. You
That'd
can't.
Be great for a first date.
Ah.
Yeah. I know. Well, so it's interesting in terms of the
spaghetti.
He Sorry. Hates it.
I can't.
Hates it.
It's his one weakness.
It is.
That
it is.
And emotions.
He doesn't understand.
No, he can feel emotions. That's
he
why he's like. Ugh.
Yeah.
Is that why he looks sad all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's a like Pinocchio. He's
so
a
Vision.
Universe.
Let's get real.
Let's get down to brass
Vision,
tacks.
It has gluten intolerance, and he can't eat it.
So he's from Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Born and raised.
Yeah.
No, Vision is. Say it again. Android synthesis.
He's a synthesoid. Yeah.
Synthesoid.
I didn't just make that up. That's Hank Pym's name for him. He's a
yeah, and yeah. he has wrist chargers.
He's got
You've lost all credibility.
Seamless wrist chargers.
Seamless. but he is Hank. Well. In the comic books, Ultron was created by Hank Pym
yeah.
as a peacekeeping thing. So, oh my God, maybe that's how they're going to bring in Michael Douglas as Ant-Man. Maybe that's why it's dormant. Maybe he made it when he was younger
oh.
as Hank Pym. And then...
Well, because they are saying, yeah, it's a dormant...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Maybe they are
going to... Oh! Possible spoiler
hey.
Alert.
Oh, we just
we
broke a story.
Speculation.
Yeah.
Speculation break.
But so Ultron is created as this program to bring about peace on Earth, and he decides that the only way to bring about peace on Earth is to kill everyone. Because
humans
are
the problem.
Inherently troublemakers and evil and all that stuff, so he sets out to do it. And he goes and tries to make his perfect vision of what humanity should be and creates the Vision. And then just as Ultron's programming went wrong, so did the Vision's a little bit. And he turned from a villain into a good guy because he started to realize, like, this isn't what I want to be doing. I don't want to feel like what is happening to me. And he learns and he grows and he becomes a vital member of the Avengers for many years in
Long
the comic
time,
books.
Yeah.
Yeah, he comes in as this like weird robot and then eventually evolves into this artificial intelligence and life form and all that. And
marries the Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, mm-hmm. he marries the Scarlet Witch. And
well, that's going to be really awkward for Elizabeth Olsen.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
It makes it weird. It gets weird in the comics.
Oh, it gets super weird because Vision's mind and brain are based on Wonder Man's brainwaves, who
oh,
is
right.
also the Scarlet Witch's boyfriend. So, like,
well,
the Scarlet
Witch. Well,
like,
just get,
so,
could,
like,
yeah.
when Simon Williams, the Wonder Man, comes back and then the Vision is there and they're all, like, it is a weird love triangle.
Yeah.
You know,
it is weird.
They sneeze at the same time.
I was going to say, comics have some of the more, they're worse than soap operas in terms of romance stories.
Well, I think if you ever want to, if you're, so guys at home, if you're living in a comic book, don't ever get in a relationship because one of you will die within a year.
Yeah. But don't worry because you'll come back a year later.
Yeah, but then you'll never be able to be together again. And then the person that, you, really you know, anyway.
Because the person that didn't pass on will have moved on to someone else.
Exactly. It happens. So I think it's really interesting that how they're going to create the Vision in with the MCU, because it seems like Marvel's setting up something entirely different here. Because they isn't, it's going to be the voice of Jarvis. So Jarvis becomes the Vision, Jarvis being the artificial intelligent butler system that Tony Stark has at his mansion and eventually Avengers Tower. Well, it was just announced that James Darcy is going to be playing a young Edwin Jarvis in the Peggy Carter TV series.
Right.
So we have real life human who somehow evolves to Vision.
That's very interesting.
Are they
going to
do that?
You know, here's what they're going to... I read something earlier about how they're going to have him and Agent Carter as Jarvis, the butler, who ends up teaching, like becoming a tutor to Tony Stark.
Yeah.
So Tony Stark names his AI system after
his mentor.
Jarvis.
That would make sense.
Yeah. And they kind of set up that Iron Man didn't have the best relationship with his dad. And I know John Slattery's coming back as...
Howard Stark
and all that stuff. So... that's what it seems
so
like.
So that should be, it's a really interesting kind of how they're just kind of bringing it throughout from like the 40s to, you know, modern time.
Yeah.
So it's a long stretching. It makes you think when you go back to watch the movies previously, like how long have they been setting this up?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool that like this like quippy voice has now become a through line in more than one massive event.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
At the,
and Paul Bettany, who plays it, I think is great.
Yeah. At the Marvel panel, they actually asked at Comic-Con, they asked Paul Bettany about it, and he said, well, you know, when I first joined on, like, it was just me going to a booth for like a few hours out of a day and recording a few lines, and they would hand me a giant bag of cash and that would be it. But now, like, I had to actually, like, he was like, I never in a million years would have thought I would actually be a part of the movie and on screen.
Yeah.
He said he's had to keep it a secret from everyone except for his family for over a year.
Wow.
And he said even his little boy going to school wasn't telling anybody. And
wow.
Applause for Paul Bettany's little boy.
Good job, man.
Good job, little Bettany. So back to Ultron real quick. I know that they were filming in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, like, Africa's where Wakanda is. And if there's going to be, like, a Black Panther cameo and all that other stuff. But Wakanda's the only place where you can get vibranium. So what if... Because in the comics, one of the big things about Ultron was that the intelligence wanted to make a more durable body so that it couldn't be destroyed. So the intelligence can jump from computer to computer and never get destroyed. That's one of the things that makes him such a hard opponent to defeat. So what if he's going to Wakanda to get vibranium to make a vibranium
body.
Shell?
I love that
and
idea.
And that's what he's going to be. Like, he's going to be made out of vibranium, and then they're going to have to fight a walking, talking, laser-shooting Iron Man who's made out of the same material as Cap's shield.
That's terrifying.
That hey, do
that. Is kind of awesome.
That Marvel, is terrifying,
guys.
Yeah.
That Marvel, are you listening now that you've done filming all of Avengers? That's what you should do.
I'll just hire you on as a script editor next
time. I don't know why they haven't.
No, I mean, really, they should, obviously.
I've knocked on their door enough.
Yeah.
Like right it should have happened just, already.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Well,
I'm excited
Marvel.
To find out.
Marvel.
Yeah.
Well, there's one more bit of Marvel news that I'm going to leave to
Thank
expert.
You.
Okay, Lord Helmet.
And Doctor Strange news, they have officially announced the movie date. It's kind of the date that everyone was speculating. It would be July 8th, 2016. Just along with that, they begin principal photography in May of 2015. They're starting to build sets there later this year and over in England where they'll be shooting it. Also, just out today, Marvel recently registered SorcererSupreme.net and LevitationCloak.com.
Oh my God.
So it's just getting closer.
Yeah.
And it makes you, like, Sorcerer Supreme is what Doctor Strange is. That's his official title.
Right.
That's his mantle. That he got, I believe, in Marvel Premiere number 12, I believe, after the Ancient Ones defeated in,
yeah,
I believe, Marvel Premiere number 8.
I'd ask somebody to confirm, but you're the only one who cares.
Yeah. So,
it doesn't matter.
Look, he had to defeat Shuma Gorath.
Okay.
Okay, sure.
Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
Yes.
That's the only way I know that character.
Shuma Gorath?
Yeah.
He's a big bad. He killed the Ancient One.
I don't care.
Cthulhu?
No. He's a Cthulhu-ian like entity, yes.
Okay.
Very Lovecraftian. All right.
Shout out on our page, Marvel vs. Capcom 2. New Age of Heroes.
Yeah.
She just called me a nerd on this show.
I just called
She's
you a nerd
wrong.
On Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's not
You're
going to
get offended now with all of this stuff and your toys and now. Hey.
You all raise good points and very valid points. Sorry.
We love
seamless,
you, Matt.
Seamless points. I'm fine. I'm the only one that's excited about Doctor Strange movie.
No, I'm excited about
no,
the
you're
movie.
You're obviously
excited.
Not.
I'm excited. You're excited.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very sweet of
you.
You
need
Thank
something
you so
good
much.
Going on.
Yeah.
It's good for you.
I do think it's funny that they have levitationcloak.com. Like, that's kind of
Yeah,
funny.
That
like,
is.
Like, what... I mean, obviously, his cloak of levitation is very cool and an obvious badge of his office. I think that's a wonderful thing. He can levitate and float, and it's prehensile,
is that what
actually.
That means?
Yep.
Cloak levitation means you
yep.
can levitate?
That's amazing.
Yep. It's a cloak Whoa. That levitates him, right?
I just, that's a cool character.
Looking
I put it together by myself.
Yeah. What I'm looking forward to is the products of when Marvel starts selling actual levitation cloaks
yeah.
to five-year-old children. I think it's
Can't
going to be
wait.
Super
yeah. It'll be like
rad.
Mattel's hoverboard.
Turn off yeah. your ceiling fans. Parents.
But like, why not the iamagamoto.com?
I
mean, maybe it's because maybe. People can't spell Agamotto.
I can't.
I don't. Yeah. Yeah, that's exciting. I'm glad we'll have much more Doctor Strange to talk about.
It's exciting. Yeah, it's going to keep getting more and more.
Yeah,
no,
you guys.
Not excited.
You guys will have to, like, there will be a time where I'll say, you know what? On a Monday, you guys don't come in. I've got this handled. I'm just going to teach everyone about Doctor Strange and why
that's
they
great.
Should.
And make
him.
Sure you let people know, too, so
yeah.
they know when to take a break. But we'll give you plenty. And follow us on Twitter, and we'll let you know when that's coming, and you guys don't have to worry.
You don't,
about
guys. You guys don't have
it.
To worry about that.
Yeah.
That week, some yeah. Marvel news.
I'll watch it.
No, you won't.
No,
you're a liar.
No.
You're
hey,
a liar.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Let's do it.
Hey,
let's do it.
Let's do this.
Let's break it down.
So I heard Venom news. Well, actually, there's not really a lot of Venom news, though. We know there's a Venom movie. It's going to be a spinoff. So it's Venom, who is Spider-Man, one of his like ultimate foes.
Yeah.
I would assume in my head, Spider-Man versus Venom is the breakdown. But he's getting his own spinoff film, which should be interesting. And
I don't think Spider-Man's going to be in it
I
at
don't,
all.
Yeah,
right?
I'm kind of confused.
Have you heard that?
Yeah,
I mean, you're the Spider-Man guy here.
I kind of shut it off, man. Like, it makes me nervous. Like,
yeah. No, me too.
I feel like there's someone there that's like, all those little nerds down there, they like this big guy with the tongue. Make one of those. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it feels like to me.
Let's make a picture.
Yeah, like, why are you going to... I don't know, man. And there's so many different incarnations of Venom and, like, so many different times where he's been hero and villain or what, you know what I mean?
Well,
yeah.
And that's kind of the question is, it was not in terms of actor, but which version of Venom
right.
do you think they're going to put? I mean, we've got... Eddie Brock, who is
the
kind of the
one.
Yeah the quintessential Venom bad
yeah.
guy, but sometimes good. Like, the thing with Eddie is that while he hated Spider-Man and would do whatever he could to take down Spider-Man, there'd be times that him in the suit would kind of do good things and help out people in need.
Yeah, he had a real intense sense of justice
yeah.
and was pretty violent.
Yeah. Did Venom team up with Spider-Man and Maximum Carnage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
to take
down.
That
was
such
down.
A
Carnage.
Good series.
Yeah.
Carnage is a symbiote spawn of Venom.
Yeah, so Venom is an alien symbiotic suit that attached himself initially to Peter Parker, and then when Spider-Man Peter Parker said, I don't want a part of this anymore, it found Eddie Brock, who was a journalist who was very angry at Spider-Man for having, he essentially blamed Spider-Man for losing his career, and so they kind of built this symbiotic relationship based on hating Spider-Man.
And what was cool was that the symbiote still knew Peter Parker and was alive
yeah.
and so it had all of his memories and things, and Venom was able to bypass Spider-Man's spider sense. So for like one of the first times, like, Spider-Man didn't have that warning. So it came down to just like bare knuckle,
which
like,
is so
brawl.
Cool.
Like, he just
so cool.
it was, you know.
Yeah, which is why I feel like they can actually do an Eddie Brock Venom, because I feel you would need that backstory with Spider-Man to really get it.
Right.
Yeah.
So then the other option could be Flash Thompson, who's the current Venom.
Agent Venom, yeah.
Yeah, Agent Venom in the comic books. He went, Flash was a soldier, and he went overseas to fight and lost his legs. And then he was brought in by... I forget who brought him in.
Was it S.H.I.E.L.D.?
S.H.I.E.L.D. brought him
S.H.I.E.L.D.,
in.
But I can't remember.
Basically, we're like, listen, we have the Venom symbiote. We're going to give it to you to use it to fight crime. And so he gets the symbiote, and then the symbiote gives him legs, and he becomes this like gun-wielding Venom with all of his powers and all that, and it was, and he's
but
currently
guns.
But guns. With guns and all that stuff.
But the problem with that is that he ties in with so many MCU owned characters,
right?
So I don't know how they're gonna do that, because I think they even had Venom in space with like Guardians and Cap.
He's currently
in comics, so I really feel like,
in fact, I think Guardians in the current comic book run is discovering like this symbiote planet and
there's,
everything
there's
else, right?
Never there's been, I forget. So initially the symbiote was brought out in the comic book Secret Wars, which mm-hmm. was released, I think, in the 70s.
85.
Yeah. Released 85? In 1985, and Spider-Man got it by accident, and he thought it was a new suit, and ended
I
up being this
in
alien life
ish
form.
Yeah. Six.
Right. So, from 85 until now, no one has ever explained the origin of Venom.
Yeah.
Of the actual symbiote. And so they're doing that right now in the comics. It's Brian Michael Bendis was like, hey, Marvel, anybody ever talk about where this thing came from? Yeah. They were like, no.
Oh.
So they're doing that now in Guardians.
30
so
years.
Pretty cool.
30 years with no explanation.
It's incredible.
Well, now that being said, the Sony can have complete free reign and do whatever they want. So that kind of makes me think they might go with Matt Gargan, who was the second Venom, and kind of the one when you think of like big, hulking, scary creature, that's the one, because he is just an evil dude.
And he was originally the Scorpion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which ties into Sinister Six.
Right.
So I think that might be where they're going to go with that. But how can you... Is it going to be a villain movie? Are we going to actually get like a pure like antagonist movie about a bad guy?
I don't think you can.
I don't know. I mean, then you have this... I mean, well... I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll check with them real quick.
Fans, tag us at Marvel News and let us know who you think is going to be the Venom.
Yeah.
The Venom.
What type of Venom?
You sound like your mom. Let us know who the Venom's going to be.
Yeah, what's with the Venom?
With the Venom.
What's the Venom? Tell us the Venom.
Yeah.
The Venom.
Yeah, let us know, because we're really curious. Now, before we go, we have to talk about one more thing.
Yeah.
Because it starts tomorrow. And aren't we all excited for the return of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Woo! Agents of Boring.
She's not a big fan. Not a big fan over here.
I'm sorry. I tried so hard. And I tried to rewatch it leading up to the show. And I can't force my lizard brain to get involved in it.
I am a fan. But as I was saying to these guys earlier, I think it might be Stockholm Syndrome also. I'm not sure. Because I can see all of the problems with it. So yeah, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. starts tomorrow. If you haven't watched any of it and you don't want to hear any spoilers, turn us off for like the next 2 minutes, I guess.
Yeah.
Or just fast forward or whatever.
Or just hit mute.
Yeah. But that being said, I am excited to see, because now that it is tying in with the Hydra storyline from Winter Soldier, Captain America 2, the initial episode is going to be called Shadows, and it's going to be a post Hydra storyline with Lucy Lawless's new character. Mm-hmm. I love Lucy Lawless. So there's and we're going to also eventually see Mockingbird, who's a really great character from the extended like Marvel universe. So I think it has a lot of potential. I think that show took a lot of time to find its footing.
It was biting time until Winter Soldier came out.
And I hadn't watched it because I heard from people that I trust and share the same feelings with, that they weren't big on it. So I kind of put it off, and then I tried to watch it last week on Hulu, and mm-hmm. and they said like, the first half kind of is not great. So I was like, all right, I started at episode 13. I watched like 13 through 17, and then I went on to the next one, and it was like, previously on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and it was spoiler, 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 spoiler. And Hulu jumped from like 17 to whatever the last
22.
Episode was.
Mm-hmm.
22, yeah. So they jumped all those, and then in the I was like, what's happening? Wait, what is wrong with that? Like, oh man, and they ruined the whole thing for me.
Yeah.
And they didn't give me a heads up, like, hey, excuse me, sir, I'm going to spoil a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. And now we're
spoiling
it. So
if you're watching
it
on Hulu, you only get like a few episodes in order, and then
Well, we'll watch tomorrow's episode, and we'll come back next week with our thoughts on it.
Yes.
And I mean, it's current Marvel, and we will talk about it. We want you guys to talk about it with us. So jump on our facebook.com/MarvelNewsForMarvelFans is our fan page. And as always, you can find all of the news on schmozno.com, and make sure to subscribe to the Schmoz Shows on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/schmoznopodcast. I'm learning how to read, guys. It's really
exciting.
You're doing
great. You've come a really long way.
Also,
we're all proud of
I know,
you.
Right? I just started 2 weeks ago. It's really, really good.
Very fast learning.
I know. It's all the tech I got in my head. And also, guys, please, if you really, really like us and want us to keep doing this, find us on iTunes, download us, and rate us so we can continue coming back and providing all this great fan talk of Marvel fans.
Yeah, continue to visit us on Facebook, Marvel News for Marvel Fans. Leave your comments. Tell us what news stories you want to hear. Tell us what we got wrong, because we love engaging in conversation with you. And yeah.
So yeah, as always, you can find me on Twitter at mplacco.
At the Matt Key.
At Matt Cook Tweeted.
And we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye, Schmoville. Bye.
Thank you.
From producers Christian Harloff, Mark Ellis, and the entire Schmoes No Network crew, we would like to thank you for listening to Marvel News from Marvel Fans. Special thanks to Kevin Undergaro and Maria Menounos, the author of Every Girl's Guide to Diet and Fitness, in stores now, as well as the entire AfterBuzz TV Network crew. To watch or listen to other Schmoes episodes, get movie news, and join the conversation, be sure to visit SchmoesKnow.com and subscribe, rate, and review to this show on iTunes. I'm the Pit Boss, and this has been a presentation of Schmoes Know.